Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back to Fitzy and Lyons on WEEI.
Between May and the current games, could you legitimately envision yourself saying any of these guys could be asking for in that you're not going to be settling one?
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I think you could open it up to some other names as well. I think it's a really unique year.
Patriots director of scouting, also known as the de facto general manager, Elliot Wolf, confirming that Tom Brady will indeed come out of retirement and play quarterback for the New England Patriots again this fall. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just sharing my fantasies on the radio again. That's Elliot Wolf discussing the very notion that the pick number three could very well be for sale. However, they have not gotten the offer that they have been looking for, this godfather offer, if you will, and that if they stay at three, they'll be taking the quarterback they like the most. Tom Curran asking and wondering if it could be one J.J. McCarthy. John Lyons, what would happen if the New England Patriots, dun-dun-dun-dun, hear the magic noise, and the commissioner steps to the podium, probably right around 8:17, 8:20.
Yeah, because we're not waiting until 11 p.m. anymore.
I know, which is great. It's early in the night, and then we've got so much time to overanalyze it on the Rich Keefe Draft Show Spectacular.
It's not so great the previous six months, beyond. But that night, it's great.
They owe us back half a year of our damn lives for how long we've had to talk about this stuff. Ever since the interception in Hamburg, it was all over, and that's when we turned our page to the Patriots needing a new quarterback. If we hear the sound, and the commissioner steps to the podium in Detroit and says, "With the third pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, the University of Michigan." What happens?
So, look, I'd be surprised. And I think that would be the emotion of a lot of people, is surprise, because I think he's good.
Surprise.
But I think he's...
Violence.
I think there's a gap between Daniels and May and him. And I'm not telling you it's a huge gap.
What kills more people in Boston? Vehicular accidents, molasses floods, or J.J. McCarthy being selected third overall?
I know. Maybe some of the same people that booed Jaylen Brown on draft night will be there. I don't know. But it's one of the... Like, again, I think he's good. Like, I don't think he sucks.
Prospect, though.
But I think Daniels and May are both better than him.
Would you, if you were Gerard Mayo, if you were T.C. McCartney, and you were Alex Van Pelt, would you see either Jaden Daniels, who's almost old enough to rent a car, for God's sakes? I think he's 24.
Yeah.
Whereas May is going to be...
Penix, too, I think, is 24.
Penix, 24,
Bo Nix is like 24. Yeah,
Bo Nix is like 30.
Yeah, Bo Nix is my age.
He's in the he's in the Chris Wanky zone right now. Drake May is not yet 22, but he'd be 22 by the time the season starts. Who amongst them would you feel most confident, Penix, McCarthy, May, Daniels, starting week one, should they beat out Jacoby Brissett in a QB competition.
So starting week one, I probably lean a little bit towards Penix, and just that he's a little bit more polished as a passer and he's a little bit older. But long term, I like Mayer Daniels over any of those other guys. But I just think Penix is just the age. That's where the age thing helps him, I think. And he's a little more polished and is just a pure passer. But, I mean, long term, like 2025, 2026, mm-hmm. I think May and Daniels is your best. And that's what you should be looking at here, right? Like, because think about it. Look how quickly Houston got good. They mm-hmm. had two bad years. They got the young quarterback right, the head coach right. They're in the divisional round of the playoffs.
But they murdered a couple of drafts in a row. I mean, they got Laramie.
Sure.
They have the best left tackle, second best left tackle in football behind Trent Williams and Laramie Tunsil. They prioritized the offensive line last year, getting Shaq Mason, trading for a right tackle that I forget the name of, I apologize, from Arizona, who was for sale last year for a song, who actually turned out really good. Nico Collins was a stud.
Yep.
They got Tank Dell, who I was just standing outside of Gillette Stadium with a boombox over my head, begging the Patriots to draft. And then Stroud turns into a stud. And then they trade up, and they're like, oh, we have a bunch of draft picks because we got rid of our alleged pervert of a quarterback and got that problem off our hands. So now you know what we're going to do? Mortgage a bunch of those and go up against the best pass rusher in this draft.
Yep.
They've crushed it. So the Patriots need to do a two-year crush to get to Houston Texans
level.
Well, that's my thing, right?
So they were bad for 2 years, and then they got really good. Look at Detroit. Detroit's been bad for like 30 years, I know. But this iteration of Detroit, they were really bad in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
2022, they were bad the first half of the year. Ever since that, they've been good. They're in the NFC champ because they got the quarterback right. They got the head coach right.
And the quarterback they took, it was like a sell-off.
Yeah, and look, Aiden Hutchinson, they got that right. Mm-hmm. I get it. Cincinnati's another good example. Cincinnati, I know, been bad for 20 years, but they're bad in 2019. They get Joe Burrow. He gets hurt. They get Ja'Marr Chase. They have the head coach right. All of a sudden, they're in the Super Bowl.
All right, like, so we just have to get a quarterback, have him get hurt, and then...
My point being, like, the Patriots' defense is already good enough to be in the playoffs.
Yes, so if they get the quarterback right
and have a good rest of this draft and a good offseason next year, by 2025, they could be good again. Now, I'm not telling you they're going to be a Super Bowl contender, but there's a path for them to be good once again.
That's exactly what Baldinger said.
They have to get this quarterback.
He agrees with you 100%. Major Bill just had you on the podcast the other day because you're saying the exact same things that the great Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network says.
Six rings.
So Baldinger said you got to get your quarterback, and if you believe, even though he thinks Drake May is the fourth best prospect quarterback-wise in this particular draft, he thinks Penix is second best and Caleb Williams by eons, light years, and miles is the best prospect. You got to get your quarterback. So he said, if the Patriots truly believe that Drake May is the guy for the job, then go into it with the conviction. Don't worry about him maybe not being the perfect value at three. Just get your quarterback. He said, with two good drafts, same thing. They're 2 years away. Next year, they could contend for the AFC East. Don't worry about that now. Just nail your draft. Develop your prospects. Don't rush them into the fire. Don't hasten their growth process. Give them the time to mature. Yes, they do have a great defense. Yes, I still kind of wish they went after
LeJarius
Sneed.
Had a good draft last year, too.
Yeah, they did. They did. And they had a very, I like to call it, utilitarian, workmanlike, blue-collar offseason where they went back and held on to all the strong working components of the team. Oh, yeah, but look like Belichick can't draft, huh? How come they signed so many of his guys from the 2020 class?
Yeah, they're re-signing all Bill's guys.
Belichick could have done that.
Yeah, I did like your joke the other night, though, about the dynasty being to catch a Patriot the day last. That was one of my favorite Fitzy comments.
That's what it felt like.
That was great.
That's honestly what it felt like. But the pieces are in place to be a competent and competitive team. Not a great team, not a playoff caliber team. So
could they go 8-9 next year? Like, yeah. And that's what Detroit did two years ago.
Right.
They went 8-9.
But they won that last game.
Right.
In Green Bay against Rodgers. Awesome. They competed. That was insane to end Aaron Rodgers' era.
Oh.
In Green Bay.
That was awesome.
That was a badass win.
Yeah.
But they need, and I know you want to get into talking pick 34 in a minute. That's where they need to find their Amon-Ra St. Brown, somebody who is, you know, maybe it's Legette. Maybe it's another receiver you have your eye on. Again, with my Penix plan, you get Penix at 11, you get your left tackle of the future at 23, and then you get your wide receiver one of the future at 23. If he's still available or that's who you want, maybe even trade up a couple spots to get that certain someone you want. And then at 34, you get your tackle. Either way, to me, since I'm a believer in Penix and we've been getting a bunch of text messages about pro-Penix, anti-Penix, pro-May, anti-May, and more at 37937, if by pick 34 you have addressed all three glaring needs, then the draft is a win. Now, of course, it's going to take a year or two to play out, but like, I just, that to me, that expedites and hastens, that accelerates the growth process for this team under first-year coach Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, and look, the most valuable commodity in the NFL is a great quarterback. Right. So if they walk away from this draft with a quarterback that they believe will be great or eventually, that's the most important thing. Right after that, though, is left tackles, mm-hmm. receivers, corners. Like that's, they have a huge hole at receiver. They have nobody that can play X, nobody that can play left tackle right,
right.
now.
Which is a bigger concern to you. Which, if you have your, okay.
So,
let's say they take May at three. May falls to three. Yeah. And the unsexy, what now seems like the unsexiest choice, even though he could potentially be an absolute stud in the Josh Allen vein. Let's say you get May. He doesn't play much this year. You develop him behind Brissett, whatever. At 34, you're on the clock. There still are some tackles in the 20s that you really like. You could maybe trade up for. Or you know a bunch of receivers that you like are going to fall to you at 34. Which way do you go?
If there's tackles like that I would project as late first-round guys, I
Mims,
go tackles.
Mims, Guyton.
Yeah, I go tackles. There. Yeah, Jordan Morgan, get Tyler Guyton, like one of those guys. Yeah,
Morgan, Mims. The kid out of Auburn?
No, he's Arizona.
Arizona, excuse me, okay.
But I go tackle there because, A, I think the receiver class is a little deeper, so maybe you could get a guy in the third round that's good. But also, I think left tackles are more important. As much as we say receiver is important, I think left tackle is more important, especially with a young quarterback.
And it seems there's an internal belief that Okorafor, the guy that they signed from Pittsburgh,
I found that interesting.
Might be a decent left tackle. They're going to give him a shot to win the job. Is that their way of letting us know, like, we aren't going to prioritize left tackle the same way that you think we should? Because that gives me, not palpitations, but maybe some tremor.
Well, for me, like, I thought them not signing Jonah Williams was a mistake. I mean, 2 years, $20 million to Arizona. And this is a guy that 2 years ago and 3 years ago, when he was a left tackle, was really damn good for Cincinnati.
Right.
So I thought you could have signed him, and then 34 would be receiver no-brainer, mm-hmm. right? Or trade for a receiver, right, whatever. But by not signing him, I don't know if I'm sitting here thinking Okorafor is the guy that's going to be my left. I mean, he's only played right tackle. Mm-hmm. And if he was really that great of a right tackle, would Pittsburgh have let him go anyway? Like, and I'm not telling you he sucks, but like, you know what
he
I
had
mean?
Matt, the he Patriots, had Matt Canada, Matt yeah, Patricia issues.
Like, but the Patriots had a great right tackle, and they made sure they re-signed him. Like, it's, you know what I mean? That gives me some pause there. Like, I think your offensive line is at its best if a core four is like a swing tackle.
That's exactly what Hart and I said on the podcast.
Yeah, that's like, when your offensive line's at its best.
Get rid of McDermott. I'm not worried about Calvin Anderson. A core four playing left and right tackle. I also, like, let Cole Strange sit out this season, too. I'm, you know, whatever. Like, that pick, that's a burn pick at this point to me. Like,
it's tough.
It is tough. But that was a drastic reach, to say the least, as well. Yeah. You got to move on. You can't, like, this administration should not have to continue to pay the tax and price for bad draft picks. If Tyquan Thornton, doing all the chin-ups and eating all the, you know, egg white omelets that he's had this offseason to put on weight, if he's still takes seven steps for every four he should take on a pass route run, get rid of him. If Cole Strange can't, you know, can't block the wind, let alone the Miami Dolphins, get rid of him. I don't care. Like, start fresh. We're going to give you time. It's going to take time as well. And if they believe in that quarterback and they take him, give him time as well. I know that's the most valuable commodity in this life, but it's supposedly what we're supposed to give the Patriots now, which is what they need. 617-779-7937. Do you have a certain somebody you want to see the Patriots take at three that we haven't already covered in the past 6 months? Do you have a receiver like Ladd McConkey that you've been crushing on like Lions and I have? Let us know. We got one segment left coming up, and that segment first will be led into by Trending Sports News.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With John Lyons.
Back to Fitzy and Lyons on WEEI.
Fitzy and Lyons here with you for just 10 more minutes until our pal, the great Joe Weil, broadcast legend, takes things over on the Red Sox pregame show. Before first pitch, Sox and Buccos. Josh Winkowski versus Martin Perez. Oh, if only Jack Buck were alive today to see this one.
Yes. Yeah.
Coming to you from beautiful PNC Park. You know, I think they actually have one of Major League Baseball's all-you-can-eat sections.
They probably need it to get people there.
Yeah.
And it's too bad because it's an awesome stadium.
Not just awesome. Top of the line. Everything. It might be the best. It could be the best view, the best park, the best take in baseball. It is freaking gorgeous.
I need to go there. I've been to Petco Park in San Diego. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I've been to Wrigley. Been to Fenway.
You've been to AT&T, formerly known as Pac Bell in San Francisco?
No. Girl. I know. I want to go there. Been to Arizona. That's really – I forget what it's called now.
Whatever. Is it Chase now?
Yes,
Chase Field.
Because
it was Field. The Bob.
Yeah,
Bank
it's
One
Chase
Ballpark.
Field. That place is awesome. They got the roof with the AC, which in Phoenix is great. Milwaukee.
Which they don't have in St. Petersburg, which is a toilet.
Yeah. Milwaukee, American Family Field now, not Miller Park anymore. So yeah.
That place lost its mojo. The Brewers should never win a World Series until they put the Bernie the Brewer slide in the outfield back with a tank full of beer. You know, they had launched that stadium, I believe, that ballpark, whatever, in 2003. And Bernie used to slide down into a tank of beer.
That's awesome.
Which is outstanding. Your mascot having to get wet, soaked in beer, Miller multiple times. It's great. Now he just goes down into a dry slide.
I was there two summers ago.
Who cares?
Yeah, it was cool. Although, awesome stadium besides Atlanta, Truist Park.
How's the new one?
Oh, it's
gorgeous.
Awesome.
I don't understand
why they built a new stadium like 20 years after building a new stadium.
I can tell you exactly why. No one goes to downtown Atlanta. Yeah. It was a huge mistake.
I loved Atlanta when I went, and I love Truist Park. That place is, and the way they did the brick and everything, it's really phenomenal.
I would love to get down there, actually, and also see an exciting baseball team as well.
Yes.
You never know. Red Sox getting back above that Mendoza line, over 500. Yeah, they could go for the sweep today, baby. But we're talking Pat's Draft with you here on WEEI. Let's go back to the phones. Johnny, we got Mike out in Springfield talking Pat's Draft. Hello, Mike. How are you?
How you guys doing? Great show.
What's up? Thank you, buddy.
I had a question for you regarding Jameis Winston. I know it might sound weird, but Detroit went with a veteran quarterback with Jared Goff. And it turned their whole program around. Had a good coach, a veteran quarterback. Why don't we go that route? Jameis Winston, and then we use our number 3 pick on something else, or maybe trade the pick, but we have a veteran quarterback that led the league in passing. You know what you're going to get? He had some interception issues, of course, huge issues, but I think, can it be worked on? Just wondering, what do you guys think?
Well, I appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks very much. I think this...
He already signed with Cleveland.
He's with
but
Cleveland.
I actually don't.
He took
hate...
Jacoby Brissett's spot, and we took. Actually, no, Brissett was with the Commanders last year.
The thought of Jameis Winston, I never hate. I would have been open to him last year to give Mac Jones some competition if they could have pulled it off.
Baker. Well, they swung and missed on not bringing in Baker Mayfield last year.
Yeah, that was choice one, Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
But I like the Jameis Winston idea, I wouldn't have hated. Just not available now.
So
but I wouldn't have hated that.
Mike from Springfield's idea was, can we find our Jared Goff? Somebody who had potential, then had issues, could we turn him into a winner? Because they've mitigated the interceptions, but that's a lot of that has to probably be spoken to the work that Ben Johnson has done out there. Alex Van Pelt's job, probably to call the most boring, predictable offense in the world, but he's here to work with T.C. McCartney to groom the next quarterback. You're not going to see an offense with like, wow, where'd that play come from? Or like, this is innovative offense. This is NFL 3K. No. They're going to groom the quarterback. They did great work last year with the 17 different starters that the Browns had to cycle through to get to 11-6 in the playoffs. I trust them to do that, and that's all I care about them doing. The idea of a big arm like Jameis Winston, sideshow fun for a week or two, but the interception issues that he had are what led Tom Brady to replace him, and of course we saw how that went down in Tampa. Mark is in Connecticut. He's got a sleeper coming up in the draft. Hi, Mac.
Fitzy, what's going on, my brother?
How are you, my man? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Long time. So, Johnny Wilson. Johnny Wilson is the sleeper. This kid is 6'7", 230 pounds. I mean, he moves so fluent is what Evan Lazar was saying. So I've been watching his tape. I think the kid's a sleeper. I think you gotta take a flyer on him. I think he's going to go between rounds 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I'd tell you guys about this kid.
Yeah, Mark, it's a good point. I think he goes later.
I love a good sleeper, Mark. Thank you, buddy.
Right. He goes later than his teammates in this draft. I think he's one of those guys. It's like Darnell Washington when he was on Georgia. It's just this guy standing out there, and you're like, wow, he doesn't look like everyone else.
What do you do with all of that? Like, is he going to be the next Kelvin Benjamin?
Yeah.
Or is he going to be?
Right. And that's the only thing with a guy that big. Like, he does move well, but is he fluid enough for the NFL? It's 6'7", 238 on the outside. I like him.
Just look at the photos of this guy. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. He's a guy, though, if that's like, if that's like a fifth round guy, I'd take him.
Take the flyer.
Yeah, I would. Without a doubt. I mean, at the worst, he's a great red zone target. But, yeah, that's a guy. Like, he's not going to go as high as, like, Keon Coleman or Dunze or some
Leggett. There are some value receivers, like you were saying earlier. Like, you'd prioritize tackle over the receiver at pick 34 or late first round if they get aggressive and see one of their guys. There are some Pearsall. And Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina as well. I don't think Ladd McConkey falls that late. He might. I've been all over. You heard me talking about him the other night at the draft party at Vitamin C Brewing. Javon Baker, Doug Kide loves him as well. This kid out of University of Central Florida, all the metrics line up for him to be the next Puka Nacua. The size, the hands, the college numbers, the touchdowns, the yards per catch. Like, he's going to be the real deal. I just hope that maybe the Patriots end up being the team that snags him. I don't know if he'd last past 68. So
yeah, I'd love for them to walk away from this draft with two receivers, like a true X and then just another guy. Like, if they, let's just say they pick Leggett in the second or third round. Later in the draft, they get a Brendan Rice. They get a guy, somebody, just another, at any receiver position.
The kid Corley out of Western Kentucky, maybe.
Like Zachary Franklin out of Ole Miss late in the draft. The guy Johnny Wilson, the caller just mentioned. Like, just get somebody in round two or three that you know is going to be good at X, and then just another receiver later in the draft.
Let's clean up the text line at 37937. 781 texter, quarterback at 3, left tackle at 34, wide receiver 68. There's your plan. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. 207. If you don't put weapons around the quarterback and protect him, it won't matter who they draft. It'll be Mac Jones all over again. 781 texter, if we keep number 3, which I don't want, Marvin Harrison Jr. over May. How about that? Cheers to that one, Dipstick. All right. Well, I was in on, alongside Rich Keefe, I was in for a long time on the idea of Marvin Harrison Jr. and Bo Nix. And then, I don't know, I guess I just got talked out of the Bo Nix plan.
Yeah, well, my issue is Bo Nix was really bad at Auburn, and I know he was
better
at Oregon.
People say he's a check down, and he's a check down king.
That's, my other thing, too, is if I'm not going to take a QB at 3, I'd rather trade down. As good as Joe Alt is, as good as Marvin Harrison Jr. is, you can get Olufoshinu later in the top 10, Malik Nabers later in the top. Like, I'd rather, if I'm not going to take a QB there, I'd rather trade
Malik
down.
Nabers could be the next Tyreek Hill, which makes him very tempting as well.
Brian Thomas in the middle of the first round. Like, that's the thing. I'd rather trade. If I'm not going to take a QB there, I'd rather trade down.
Elliot Wolf is right. They do have NFL receivers on this team, but what they don't have, and we can all agree, and it was something that was addressed by Phil Perry and Bob Soucy and everyone at the draft party the other night, they don't have a game changer. They don't have a guy that wins outside.
If you're a defensive coordinator, is there anyone you're worried about?
No.
No. I mean, we got to slow down DeMario Douglas. Stevenson's pretty good. But is there anyone that you're like, oh, we really got to stop him?
No, and that's why that needs to be a priority as well. Boy, do they have a lot on their plate. Boy, did we have a lot on our plate. And boy, I can't believe an hour and 30-something minutes has flown by just like that. At The Real John Lyons, of course, great job, Nico. Thank you very much for tuning in and sharing a part of your Sunday with us. John, your prediction for today, and the Celtics series. Of course, you'll be in doing a lot of Celtics post-game shows, WEEI late night, 10 to 12 p.m. What do you got?
Yep. If you missed any of our Celtics talk, by the way, go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. I think Celtics win today by 12, and I think they win this series in five.
Series in five. I say the Celtics sweep, and they line it up with the Cavaliers thereafter. I'm feeling awfully good. If not now, when? I ask you, Celtics fans, if not now, when? Thank you once again for tuning in, everybody. We are going to send you over to the great Joe Weil with the Red Sox pregame show. Sox Buccos, the Red Sox going for the sweep at PNC today. Take care. Have a great Sunday. The draft is 4 hours, 4 days, 7 hours, 26 minutes, and 3 seconds away. Let's go, Pats.
Stein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI.
This Boston Red Sox broadcast is brought to you by Baseball Isn't Boring. It's a daily podcast hosted by me, Rob Bradford, because if you're a diehard like me, then you know baseball isn't boring. Follow on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.